It's a runaway carriage, and there's a baby in it. Oh, we gotta catch it. Here, baby, here, baby. Walk in. Ooh, he's heading for the amusement park.
How do you know?
I can see, can I?
I mean, how do you know it's a he?
Girls, don't play with yo-yos. Hey, baby, come on back. Hey, Fred, look. He's heading for the top.
Well, what do we do?
I don't know, but Barney to the rescue. I'm coming, baby.
Attaboy, Barney.
Come to Papa.
Step on it, Barney. We'll be late for the Royal Order of Water Buffalo's meeting. Isn't there some way you can get more speed out of this crate, lighten the load or something?
Well, sure, Fred. If you'd get out, we'd pick up another 20 miles an hour.
How would you like to pick up a fat lip?
Oh, now, take it easy, Fred. We got lots of time. Uh-oh. Looks like we got a flat.
At a time like this, you get a flat?
Oh, this is terrible. I haven't got a spare tire.
What you need is a spare brain. Oh, I knew we should have taken my car, you bubblehead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred.
We gotta move fast, Barney. You run to the nearest gas station and buy a tire. I'll start jacking up the car. Now hurry up, will you?
Okay, Fred, don't despair. I'll be back with a spare.
Now, where does he keep his jack? Here it is. If I miss this Warner Buffalo meeting, I'll never forget Barney. The Lodge elects new officers tonight, and I'm in the running. Yeah, that should do it. Now, where is Barney with that tire?
I hope he gets here soon. This thing is heavy.
Hey, Fred, there was a gas station right down the road. We'll be ready in a flash. There you are, Fred. That didn't take long, did it?
Okay, let's go. Did you tighten the lug nut, Barney?
Lug nut? What's a lug nut?
Oh, nothing important. It just holds the wheel on, that's all.
Bet we're the first guys ever to be towed to a meeting, huh, Fred?
How would you like to be the first guy to show up with a fat lip?
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
Then keep it buttoned.
All right, boys. Nominations for the Grand Imperial Poobah of the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes are now in order. Yes.
Go ahead, Barney.
Oh, yeah. I nominate Fred Flintstone.
Not yet, Brother Rubble. I have something to say before we proceed. Yes. Now, it's very important to select the right man to be your next Grand Imperial Poobah.
Go ahead, Barney. Now.
I nominate Fred Flintstone.
Brother Rubble, please. I'm not through yet.
Exalted Poobah, we all agree that the next Poobah's got to be fair and fearless, far-sighted, faithful, friendly, and fortitudinous. Now, it looks like everything we want in our Poobah begins with an F, including my name, Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, and so does Fathead.
Oh, another wise guy.
All right. Now, let's get on with it. The floor is open for nomination.
I nominate Sam Quartz.
I second the nomination.
I nominate Gilbert Granite.
Second it.
Well, get with it, Barney.
I nominate Fred Flintstone.
Oh, gee, fellas, I ain't sure I'm worthy.
Will somebody second the nomination?
I second it.
Hey, you can't second your own nomination.
Why not? It's a lot better than seconding yours.
All right. Now we have three nominations. We need one more.
Hey, Fred, why don't you nominate Barney Rubble?
Are you kidding? Nominate Barney Rubble?
Well, okay. Barney Rubble has been nominated.
Just a second!
Barney Rubble has been seconded. That makes four. Nominations closed.
Gosh, Fred, I sure appreciate your nominating me this evening.
Yeah, Barney, sure. And you can show your appreciation for my nominating you by voting for me at the election next week.
Sweetikins, I gotta stop in the drugstore. I'll just be a minute, and then I'm going to get you home to bed. Now, be a good boy, you hear?
Hey, Fred, look what's coming down the hill. Hey, watch out, Fred.
Hey, why don't you watch where you're going?
Fred, it's a runaway carriage, and there's a baby in it. Oh, we gotta catch it. Here, baby.
Whoa, kid.
Ooh, he's heading for the amusement park.
How do you know?
I can see, can I?
Nah, I mean, how do you know it's a he?
Girls don't play with yo-yos.
Hey! Kids under 12's not admitted without their parents. Hold it, you guys! Where's your ticket?
Hey, baby, come on back! Hey, Fred, look! He's heading for the top!
Well, what do we do?
I don't know, but Barney to the rescue! I'm coming, baby!
Attaboy, Barney!
Come to Papa!
Great work, Barney. You saved the kid's life.
Oh, it was nothing, Fred. You'd have done it if I hadn't.
No, sir, not me. You're a hero, Barney.
The baby don't think so either.
I guess he dropped his yo-yo. Wants it back.
Well, here, Fred. Hold him a minute. I'll try to find it. I think I know where he dropped it.
No, little fella. Don't cry.
My baby, is he all right?
Well, sure he's all right. Not a scratch.
Look at Mama.
Oh, you wonderful man. You saved my baby.
Now, wait a minute, lady. I...
How can I ever repay you? Oh, you wonderful man.
But, lady, I...
All right. Step aside, everybody. What's going on here?
Officer, this man saved my baby. He's a hero. A real hero.
Yeah? That's nice. It ain't often I get heroes on my beat. Usually I get...
She's got it wrong, officer. It wasn't me. It was my pal here. Barney? But where is he?
Isn't that just like a real hero? Doesn't want any credit, so he pretends he didn't do it.
Lady, will you please listen? I'm trying to tell you.
I am from the Bedrock Gazette, and I smell a story. What's up?
This darling man is a hero. He saved my baby.
That's all? Great story for my readers. It'll be sensational. Your name, sir?
Flintstone. Fred Flintstone. But I was trying to...
All right, Stonewall, get a shot of this. All set up.
Officer, but...
All right, lady, a little closer, please. Come on, hero, look heroic.
But...
Fine, we'll run that on page one under the caption, Hero Flintstone Saves Baby.
You mean my picture will be in the papers?
Yeah, page one.
Golly.
All right, now, what's the story?
The fact is...
Don't give me the facts, just give me the highlights.
Well, you see, when we saw the runaway carriage, I said to Barney...
Never mind Barney, you're the hero. Tell us what you did, like with utter disregard for your own safety, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and all stuff like that there.
Well, there was this runaway carriage.
I got that part. Now, what did you do?
Well, I only had a split second to make a decision, you see? So I...
Gee, it took me a long time to find this. Hey, I wonder what all those people are doing there. Mister, what's all the excitement?
too far back to here, but I think some guy just rescued 10 people from drowning.
No, some guy just saved 200 people trapped in a burning building. Name's Flintstone, I think.
Oh, that must be my buddy Fred. He must be telling them what really happened.
Oh, Fred, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see my picture on the first page of a newspaper.
Fred, your picture's in the paper. Here, you've got a copy. Everybody's talking about you. Oh, gosh, Fred, you sure are a hero.
Well, it wasn't exactly like the paper says. Didn't Bonnie tell you what really happened?
What do you mean, Fred, what really happened?
What Fred means is that the paper exaggerated a little. But basically, the account is correct, Fred.
Yeah. The baby was saved and the mother was grateful. That's basically what happened, all right.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mrs. Goldrock. What? Well, I'll ask him. Dear, it's the president of the women's club. She wants to know if you'll give a talk about how it feels to be a hero.
Well, I guess so.
Certainly, Mrs. Goldrock. He'll be delighted and thank you.
I never knew they had men speakers at the women's club. I didn't think a man could get a word in edgewise there.
Oh, Fred, shall I leave this newspaper? You might want another copy of your picture.
No, take it. What do I want with another picture? In fact, I'll probably throw away the one I have.
Here's half of the newspapers you ordered, Mr. Flintstone. I'll bring you the other 100 later.
Just set them down anywhere, Arnold.
Okay. Say, Mr. Flintstone, our scout troop wants to make you an honorary member. And would you sign my autograph book?
Why, certainly, Arnold.
Hello? Oh, just a minute. Fred, it's the Chamber of Commerce. They want you to speak at their next luncheon.
Sure, why not?
Mr. Flintstone says he would be honored.
Well, let's see, what should I write?
Well, how about this, Fred? 3-2-1-0. Good luck from Flintstone, the hero.
Hey, that's pretty good, Barney. Thanks. 3-2-1-0.
Fred.
Well, it fits, don't it?
Hello? Who? The mayor. Oh, yes. Yes, the hero is here.
Madam President, ladies, you may not believe it, but I wasn't always a brave hero. I remember once when I was 10 years old, I had a toothache and I was afraid to go to the dentist.
Oh, brother.
Of course, I wasn't always a hero. Once when I was about 10, I had a toothache and I was afraid to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred. Tonight's our bowling date. Come on, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I'm sorry, Barney, but I'm going to bowl with Jimmy tonight.
Jimmy?
Yeah, there he is now. I'll be right with you, Jimmy boy.
Take your time, Fred, my hero pal.
Gee, no use going out with me if you can go out with a mayor.
Dinner will be ready in 5 minutes, Fran.
Okay, Wilma. I'll be in soon as I make this practice putt. Watch this, Dino. Keep your eye on the ball, Dino. Hole-in-one.
Nice shot, Fred.
Oh, hi, Barney. Hey, look, Barney. You're not jealous, are you?
What about?
Well, I mean those speeches and bowling with the mayor and fishing with the governor and yachting with the president. Well, I mean, after all, I didn't save that baby all by myself, you know.
No, I ain't jealous of you. I figure we all get just what we deserve. And if I deserve to be a hero, I'll be one.
Fred, dinner's ready. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello, Wilma. I better see about my own dinner. Bye, all.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Fred, why have you been avoiding Barney?
Who, me?
Yes, you. There's something wrong between you two. What is it?
There's nothing wrong.
All right, Fred. If you won't tell me, I'll call Barney and ask him.
No, don't. Maybe he went to a movie or something.
Fred Flintstone, I want the truth.
All right, I'll tell you. You better sit down. So, that's the story, Wilma. And you see, it wasn't my fault.
Fred, how could you?
But I tried to tell them I wasn't the hero, honest, but nobody would listen.
Fred, you've got to make them listen. You've got to tell them the truth.
Well, I can't. I'm a hero. If I told them I was a phony, it would destroy their faith in human nature. Why, it would be like telling them there's no Santa Claus.
Fred Flintstone, I don't see how you can live with yourself. Come on, Dino.
Oh, I can live with myself all right. Don't you worry. I can live with myself fine. Who are you?
I'm yourself.
Myself? That's right. And I'll bet you can't live with me. Oh, no? Well, we'll see about that. Beat it. I'm going to have my dinner.
Dinner? That's a good idea. I'm just as hungry as you are.
Oh, boy. Roast leg of Stegosaurus.
With French fried cactus rings. Yummy, yum, yum.
All right, Buster, I've had enough of you. Now you just go back where you came from before I bop you one. You hear? Get out of here.
Oh, so you admit you can't live with yourself, huh? Wilma was right.
Okay, I'll go. Wait a minute. Wait, I was only kidding. I can live with you. Please.
Well, all right, I'll stay. But watch it, Freddy. Another outburst like that, and I'll leave you flat. I'll watch it.
Okay. 34,
35, 37.
Come on, Wilma. Please turn the light out and go to bed.
I'm not finished yet. I have to brush 400 strokes.
But it takes so long.
Will you let her finish? I want to get some sleep, too.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Boy, it'll be good to hit the sack.
Oh, no, you don't. This bed ain't big enough for both of us. You park your carcass someplace else.
Is that the way to treat a house guest? Or are you hinting that you want me to leave?
No, I didn't mean that. It's just that I'm all in. I gotta get some sleep.
And so do I. And I hope you don't snore.
Good night, Fred.
Don't I get a good night kiss?
Not until you straighten out this hero business. Good night.
But Wilma, I can't sleep without a good night kiss.
Okay, I'll kiss you.
You get out of here.
What? Did you say something, Fred?
No, Wilma, there's a mosquito in my bed. Get out of here.
Oh, pardon me. Watch it, Buster.
Oh, boy, I wonder what the penalty is for choking yourself. Four thirty? Who set the alarm at 4:30? Why, that's no good. All right, wise guy, what's the big idea?
Early to bed and early to rise is good for all you hero guys.
Why, you ratchet, that's a photosynthetic quarter minute.
Temper.
Fred, your breakfast is ready. It's on the table.
I'm coming, Wilma. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
Huh? Hiya, Dino boy. What? That's a pretty cool reception.
I'm sorry, Fred, but there's a little hero matter you better attend to before you get any warm receptions around here. Come on, Dino. We'd better leave.
Well, this dodo egg better be hot, and I better eat it before my no-good self gets here. Hey, there's nothing here but the shell. The whole inside of the egg is gone.
Yes, and it was delicious.
Oh, no, not again. Why can't you get lost?
I'm ready to go anytime you admit you can't live with yourself.
No, 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 sir. I ain't gonna admit it.
Suit yourself, Freddy boy. There's nothing like a good after-breakfast cigar. You want one, Fred?
Oh, no, you don't. I know you. It's probably one of those trick cigars that explodes in your face. I'll take the one you're smoking.
Okay, Fred. Sure. It'll be a pleasure to let you have it.
Thanks. You see, I'm not so dumb after all, eh? That does it! I'll beat it! Scram! I've had it!
You mean you admit you can't live with yourself?
Yes, yes, I admit it! Nobody could live with you! You're impossible! Now get lost! I never want to see you again!
Gladly, Fred. And don't think being around you has been a ball either.
Fred, what was all that yelling?
Wilma, honey, you were right! I just realized I can't live with myself, and it sure is a wonderful feeling!
All right, all right. Here are your candidates for Grand Imperial Poobah. Brothers, in recognition of the fact that one of these loyal men, by his outstanding act of heroism, has brought honor and glory to the loyal order of water buffaloes, I move, we elect Fred Flintstone, our Grand Poobah, by acclamation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Wait, fellas. I certainly appreciate this, but I have a confession to make. I didn't save that baby. Barney Rubble did. I just took the credit. Barney Rubble is the hero. Go on, Barney. Tell him what a phony I am. But Fred, here's the man who deserves to be Grand Poobah, not me.
Hooray for Barney Rubble! Hooray! Hooray!
Oh, Fred, I knew you'd come through. I knew you couldn't go on living a lie.
Yeah, but I hate to think what it's going to be like living now with all my friends knowing I'm a phony.
Oh, I don't know, dear. We do have some wonderful friends.
Looks like we'll have to move someplace else. Start a new life.
Well, anywhere we go is all right with me, Fred. As long as we two are together. Excuse me. I mean we three.
What's that?
Look! It's Barney leading a parade.
Yeah, it looks like he got elected Grand Poobah. They're marching him home in triumph.
They're coming up our walk.
Look, they've stopped in front of our house.
And coming to our door.
Come in.
Hail to thee, O Grand Imperial Poobah!
I don't get it. What?
Well, it's like this, Fred. Barney pointed out how only a real hero could face up and confess the way you did. That took plenty of courage, Fred.
Yeah, the kind of courage we want in our Poobah.
Exactly. So at Barney's suggestion, we elected you Grand Poobah unanimously.
Gosh, fellas, this really gets me. Right here. And all I can say is, well, you made the right choice. And being a hero, I promise you courageous leadership. And furthermore, as I said to the mayor...
Are you starting that again?
What I mean is, I sure hope I can be worthy of this high honor.
That's better.
Three cheers for Fred Flintstone. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!